You're listening to KGOU. I'm Richard Bassett. Recovering from drug addiction requires personal accountability, and that's hard to do from home. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports on how Oklahoma drug courts are innovating to maintain service during social distancing.
Human connections are key to making a good drug court program work, and right now those are more difficult.
I miss it. I miss it a lot. It's just something to look forward to every day.
Sarah Morrow has struggled with a meth addiction. Completing drug court is the price she has to pay to avoid prison. Morrow says the program has given her structure and a community of supporters.
I would attend at least 4 AA meetings a week, or NA.
NA is Narcotics Anonymous.
Group once a week. We had counseling. We had court on Wednesdays. And we also have to work.
If Morrow breaks the rules by testing positive for drugs, for example, she gets sanctioned. If she does everything right, she gets rewarded. It's a strict program that works. Nearly 25% of people released from prison are arrested again within 3 years. Less than 8% of drug court graduates are rearrested in the same amount of time. But a state Supreme Court order put non-emergency proceedings on hold, and that includes drug court. The face-to-face interactions that make the program strong are opportunities to spread coronavirus. Judge Christopher Kelly is in charge of the Ouachita Custer County Treatment Court in western Oklahoma.
At that point, I realized that I was going to have to do something.
Kelly says shutting drug court down wasn't an option. They've transformed their weekly court hearings into phone calls between the participants, the judge, his staff, and court officers. An Alcoholics Anonymous group recently tried to have a meeting outside to practice social distancing, but it drew a large crowd. The court's staff are encouraging people to join online meetings, but coordinators worry participants don't have access to the technology. And for right now, the court is putting community service on hold. They'll continue drug testing and doing the program coursework.
I didn't want to have to deal with the fallout of having a number of people who had gotten so far and done so well relapsing and basically starting from scratch.
But avoiding physical contact is making treatment courts less effective. Coronavirus uncertainty has also forced Oklahoma County to hold drug court from home. And they're already seeing around a 25% increase in people not following the rules.
Just yesterday, I mean, I had a guy that not only did he use, but he used so much that he overdosed and almost died.
Judge Kenneth Stoner says he's terrified that more participants will get back on drugs because the pandemic has forced them out of their routines. So he's calling them.
Hey, I just wanted to just check on you, see how you're doing. I noticed that you had a little bit of a setback.
It's been rough.
The woman on the phone is Erica. We agreed to only identify her by her first name. She sniffs and coughs occasionally as if she's been crying, but she tells the judge she's not sick. She's a misdemeanor drug court participant. Erica was stressed. People in her sober living house were getting high, and one day she called a friend.
I don't even know what I was thinking, but I went and hung out thinking, you know, I'm strong enough. Well, then it was presented in front of me, and
yeah. It's hard to say.
You know, it got
it's hard
me.
To say now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Erica skipped a drug test, and then when she did come in, she tested positive. She had to leave her sober living home, and she lost her job because of the relapse. The coronavirus is making it hard to find a new one.
I'm mad at myself because I thought I was a lot stronger.
It doesn't do any good to beat yourself up for this. It's just really just try to pick yourself up.
Normally, the judge would sanction her for the mess up and give her community service hours and extra coursework. That isn't an option right now. Instead, Stoner wants Erica to read a chapter out of the Alcoholics Anonymous Big Book and write him a paper and attend online AA meetings. He has faith she'll get back on track. But he's worried about others and how he'll keep them from sliding back into active addiction.
These are people with a moderate to severe substance abuse disorder. And so they're the ones that are the highest risk.
If Stoner and his staff can't keep people on track throughout the pandemic, he says they'll end up in prison, which isn't effective in treating addiction. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.